problems that we have in Hertfordshire are the problems that we really face nationally, which is around people binge drinking, so people consuming a lot at the weekends. Obviously people who also drink to excess and become dependent on alcohol. But it's also there's other sorts of harms for the community. So, for example, the nighttime economy, and we're talking about pubs, clubs and restaurants, people in our town centres who might be going out, drinking too much, getting themselves into a situation they wouldn't normally, so leaving themselves vulnerable to assault, for example, or getting themselves involved in assaults. And those are the sorts of things that we really need to focus on in Hertfordshire. We're also looking at the health harms that are caused to people by drinking too much. So by that I mean the short-term health harms, which are people that are going out drinking far too much, maybe ending up in hospital or getting themselves involved again in alcohol-related assaults. We're also talking about the long-term damage that people do to themselves for drinking lots over periods of time. So by that we're talking about liver cancers, cirrhosis of the liver, other related problems like blood pressure, hypertension, those sorts of issues. So if I could give you some examples of some of the things that we do in Hertfordshire, we have taxi marshalling service, which exists within our nighttime economy to help people get home safely. We also have a service called Brief Interventions. So we have individuals, workers in our accident emergency departments. So anyone who's gone out and then ends up in accident emergency as a result of an alcohol-related illness or injury is able to speak to someone about their issues. So it might be that they're dependent, or it might be that they've gone out that particular evening and had too much to drink. That individual is there for them to talk to them, to help them out, and to point them in the right direction. They then, if it's necessary, will be referred on to Hertfordshire Drug and Alcohol Recovery Service, and there they'll be able to access a range of different support, from one-to-one counselling to group work to medical interventions should they need it. So that's really seeing everyone through the whole scope of their problems and their issues, really. We're also running a campaign this Christmas in pharmacies. And that is for pharmacists to engage with the public, to remind them about the safe drinking limits, which is 2 to 3 units a day for a woman and 3 to 4 for a man. So it's just reminding people that if they are drinking, to stick within those limits so that they don't run the risk of causing themselves further health harms in the future. We actually got lower than the English average levels of alcohol consumption in Hertfordshire. That's also reflected in under 18. So young people in Hertfordshire are drinking less than they did before. So the pattern is really encouraging in Hertfordshire, that we are seeing people drinking less, choosing to drink less, and the young people, and also that's reflected in young people as well. When you're drinking, there's obviously some short-term health harms to yourself, which is hangovers, feeling unwell the next day, feeling unwell in the evening, being sick, all those sorts of short-term health harms. But the long-term health harms take a lot longer to emerge. So if I could give you an example, someone may have been drinking 15 years ago, for example, quite heavily. They may have stopped, they may have reviewed their lifestyle, changed what they were doing, but they still may suffer from health harms related to alcohol because of the consumption many years ago. And those sorts of things I'm talking about, which I mentioned previously, which is around liver cancers and cirrhosis, blood pressure issues, hypertension, stomach cancers, lots of a range of different health problems that are associated with alcohol. Alcohol mental health problems as well can take a number of years to emerge. So really the work we're doing in Hertfordshire now, whilst it helps people in the short term, and obviously we are seeing a reduction in people drinking, which is fantastic, the long term implications won't be felt for probably a good 10 or 15 years yet. And those will be the sorts of things that we need to be reminding ourselves of. The work we're doing now will have an impact for the future.